If it's not moving right now, there's something wrong with that property. And the auction is an extremely efficient way to figure out what the market feels that it's worth. Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, all the inventory that's out there is moving pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I just closed one on Friday. Didn't exactly happen overnight, but it did happen, and the whole deal moved with relative ease.
So it seems like in all price ranges, or most price ranges, things are moving quicker than they typically would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
What if they're not?
What if they're not? Okay. Well, yeah, okay, there's a tee it up. Well, an alternative approach is the auction, and we've been discussing this leading up to this, but just knocked down an auction a couple, 2-3 weeks ago. And currently planting the seeds for the next one. So, yeah, it's a different way to look at it. And, auction for me has the perception of either a blighted property, a tax sale, something along those lines, but it's far more than that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get at is, let's say everybody feels that if your property isn't moving or can't move or has not moved at this time with so much efficiency in the marketplace, what are some examples of properties that may not be moving or are not moving for some reason or another?
Well, I think what you can do is, instead of having to pinpoint every little reason, we don't have a magic bullet for this stuff. So essentially, you just have to show people how to think differently. We're not manipulating. All we're doing is taking the model and flipping it upside down. So instead of starting on the high end and just reducing over an extended period of time, or maybe an indefinite period of time, we're flipping it upside down, starting low, attracting multiple bidders that see value, and basically helping them. They decide for themselves. But ultimately, you see the market lets us know exactly where the price levels are, what the market will bear, and it happens within a 30-day period.
Well, let's scale back. Let's dial it back to that person who actually owns a property. Mm-hmm. That has been on the market for a period of time. And right now, things are moving. So some things that I think of that would make a property not move would be, maybe so grossly overpriced. Maybe it's that process that the seller is going through, doing what they do. They list their properties extremely high, and they work those properties down over time until the market actually says, yeah, you know what? I think that's the fair market value. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's functionally obsolescent. Maybe it's in a location. Maybe it's next to the speed bowl. If it's not moving right now, there's something wrong with that property. And the auction is an extremely efficient way to figure out what the market feels that it's worth, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that process of traditionally placing a property on the market with a brokerage firm like ourselves and working the process ultimately costs that seller a lot of money. And we, everything from carrying costs to aggravation of showing the property, wondering why it's not selling. And sometimes this takes years and 3, 4, 5 agents, and sellers are extremely frustrated. And the auction is a way to accelerate that process, get the seller to the end game, take them through it quickly, and get them what they want. Mm-hmm. Now, how does the auction process, what if you're an agent out there? Let's say it's Coldwell Banker, you're William Ravis, you're Randall Realtors, all the people we like out there. Does it adversely impact them?
No, they're still able to get their commission. That's the whole thing. If they're on the verge of having a listing expire or canceled or whatever the case may be, this gives agents an opportunity to present clients a new option that wasn't available to them prior. But we can arm them with all the numbers, the details as to where the fair market value is first.
So you're advising them.
Yeah, you're advising the agent. But then we're arming the agent with all the goods they need to take, a plan B or a plan C to their client, build credibility, and still get their commission.
So wait, you're not the rock star in this situation.
I don't want to be the rock star. I'd rather be behind the scenes, just arming them with the numbers, the details, and then quietly getting it done while they can take all the credit. I don't care about
the
that.
Agent.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I you know me. I'm not a big social media guy. I'm not a big attention guy. Let's just get it done. Let's do it quickly. And then let's build a streamline of business that allows us to do this for other agents.
So how are you paid?
Right there is in a buyer's premium. So when we price a property below fair market value, what it does is it showcases the property in a way that allows people to see value. So for the right to bid on that property, the buyers are charged a buyer's premium. So all we do is if we have a listing agent that has a property, they get their commission, we get paid on the other side.
Got it. So that makes a lot of sense to me. What is the downside?
Downside of an auction? Of an auction. I think it's more about the perception of anything else. I think it's more people just have this. Like I said, I had one yesterday talking with a potential listing for another agent. And toward the end of it, I presented the option of, you know, you could always auction it. And I started to go into it just a little bit. And I didn't want to get pitchy or salesy. It was more about just the plan B. And I got the, yeah, kid. Okay, well, let's just list it. So it's, like I said, it goes back to show people how to think differently and look at it differently. And, you know, a lot of it is the willingness in the past. A lot of this is the perception of it, but a lot of it is rooted in trust. And you're a good example of people trust you because of your willingness to say no. You can look at them and they just dangle this listing in front of you, even if it's overpriced, thinking that you're going to bite no matter what. And time again, I've seen you say, no, I'm good. And then they somehow call you back, or they call you back down the road after it's expired or hasn't worked out. So that builds the ability to be that second or third agent in, and then maybe kind of compound the effect that we have by auctioning it instead.
Yeah, that's for me. It's risk. How high is, what is my risk of placing that property on the market and not selling it? If I don't believe in the property and don't feel that our chances of selling that property are great, why would I do the disservice of listing it myself, where I can let another agent go through that process, list it high, work that price down? I'll be the second or third agent in.
Yeah, and it's twofold as well, because everyone wants to maximize how much they get.
Sure.
They neglect to look at the amount of time that's involved. And I don't know about you. I'm not interested in taking a listing that's going to take forever just to reduce over time.
Yeah.
And you just spend those Monday mornings making a phone call going, do you want to reduce? I have no interest in that. It's more about, let's find that strike zone. Let's give them the goods up front and then either list it for the proper number or go low, auction it, and bid it up.
Hey, on the next, I think this is really informational and educational for everybody. On the next episode, how about we dive into maybe two different auctions that we've done? Maybe a really super high-end auction and then one at the lower end, and just describe those processes.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it.
Okay.